Hey, feds. I've been talking with a lot of federal employees lately. A lot. I was out in New England last week and spent just every day, pretty much every day, except the weekends, speaking with federal employees about what their concerns are, about what's happening, what kind of choices they're trying to make right now, what kind of scene they're trying to navigate. And I've got a little bit of unsolicited advice, if I may. This is what I'm finding a lot, is that people are making decisions on rumors and on emotion. And I get it. It's difficult to make decisions right now because you don't know what's true. Something's coming down the pike, and oh my goodness, they're going to sign this into law, and I need to get out before, and what if this goes away, and should I take that or that or that or that? I get it. It's all over the place. But there's a few things that I want to just hit and discuss real quickly, because it's not, I think it's more simple than a lot of people are making it out to be. Let me give you an example. I heard someone recently say, I've got to retire. I've got to get out quickly before July 4th, before they sign it into law that the special retirement supplement is no more. So I want to get in before to make sure I get it. It doesn't work that way. People are retiring for no good reason, but I get it. But at the same time, no, it's not, because we actually don't know what happens or what's happening, right? And here's what I mean. They have all these things that they want to sign into law. Getting rid of the special retirement supplement. Jacking up the 0.8 contribution for FERS up to 4.4. Everyone up to 4.4 for FERS, right? Making the high 3 a high 5. Making the healthcare FEHB a voucher system. All these different things, and people are panicked, and hey, I want to be sure I'm grandfathered. Well, guess what? We don't know who's going to be grandfathered. We don't know if anyone's going to be grandfathered. We have no idea, and we actually won't know until the very moment they all sign it and it's in law, because they can change things, and they do change things until the last minute. At the very last minute, they can go, actually, let's tweak that. And burp, all of a sudden, one person could go out and retire based on something that they heard might happen. And then they tweak it. And then all of a sudden it's, oh my goodness, I shouldn't have retired. That was the wrong thing to do. Or they, you know, whether or not it's the last thing that they've heard, or whether it's a rumor. Because there are a lot of rumors out there as well. I've heard today, hey, it's already changed to the high five, right? No, it hasn't changed to the high five. They're thinking about it, but we don't know what's gonna happen. I've seen news reports that say, this is gonna happen. I've seen other news reports that say, there is zero chance that this is happening. And it depends on who in Congress they're talking to. So, let's make sure that the decisions we make are based on sound information, like solid information, because you don't want to get in and accidentally make the wrong decision and say, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. That's a huge mistake. So my plea here is, when you hear things or as you're making decisions, base it on fact, not on just what could be or what might be, because we may be worrying about nothing, but at the same time, we might be worrying about something. You want to base your decision on fact, but then do some contingencies. Okay, if this does happen, then what am I going to do? But base it on what you know, rather than, oh my goodness, I heard this from the water cooler, which honestly I hear a lot of. I hear things from the water cooler. They're not even getting it from the news themselves. I heard this on social media. Don't do that. Look to the source, figure out what's going on. And if you can wait, then possibly wait until they make a decision. Because I'll tell you, if they make a decision and they say, okay, we're going to get rid of the SRS. Really? Are they going to get rid of the SRS in a week? I have never seen the government move that quickly before. Now, Doge, I have seen some movement that quickly, but this isn't Doge. This is Congress. This is more than just someone coming in saying, okay, we need to get rid of this, right? It's a program that they have promised to federal employees. And by the way, if they take it away and just say, you're not grandfathered in, done, then think about the lawsuits that are going to happen. You promised us this, and we have built our retirement based on what you said. The chances of actually the SRS or something like that going away, I think, are pretty slim for federal employees now, and that most people would be grandfathered in if they decided to do that, maybe phase it out later on. But by that time, you're going to be over 62. So again, make decisions on sound information, like solid information, and then create contingencies. But don't get bent out of shape. It's really easy to do that. And I understand if you were to, I even do that. I think everyone does that when something near and dear to their heart comes to them and they say, oh, you know, this is really important to me and I got to figure out and make sure it's right. We all get a little passionate about that. Sure, not a problem. But let's make sure our decisions are solid. So go forward, and we're going to continue to put more information up here on this channel as things come out, as things are passed. We're going to say, okay, this is what's going on, and this is the implication that it has. Here's some things you need to think about. So come back, make sure you're up to date on the information. But again, let's go off fact. I wish everyone very well good journeys and good luck with all of this. I know this is hard, but let's make a really good decision. Thanks for watching.